Okay, now I'm ready to go.
Were you trying to get me in a good mood this morning?
I needed it. It was an Eye of the Tiger day. It just was.
I was waiting for Andy and Mel, and then all of a sudden it was Eye of the Tiger. Yeah.
See, it's still going in the background. He's like,
yeah.
I can never hit that first big guitar chord.
Can't.
I can never time it right.
Oh.
Because you think it's built up all the way, and it's not there yet. It's still building.
Oh, I know.
It's like, oh, is it coming? No, it's not here. And then finally.
Yeah, they're just fooling you.
Yeah.
They just want to see people pretend.
Yeah, it's cheesy, and it's from the 80s, but we like it, so just be quiet. Plus, we get requests for it now and then.
We do.
Not for, like, the whole thing, just to, like, start the show with it. Anyway, good morning. It's 6 o'clock, and, well, hey, hi, how are you? It's also a good way to get to the top of the hour when we have,
limited.
We don't have time for a whole song.
Right.
That's mainly what I used it for. But it was still, it just feels like an Eye of the Tiger day.
I needed that. I really did.
Especially what with Snowstorm Athena battering the East Coast.
Athena.
Yeah. The Weather Channel started naming winter storms this year, so they finally got their first one to name.
I'm sure they're excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, but just wait. Brutus is coming.
Brutus?
Oh, yeah. Out west. Like the little bit of snow we might get on Sunday.
Yeah.
It'll be called Brutus.
That will be?
It'll be called Brutus.
Oh.
The wimpy snowstorm.
Okay.
In early November will be called Brutus. Yeah. And then when we get a massive blizzard, it'll be named something like Tinkerbell. Oh, yes. Blizzard Tinkerbell is ravaging the Midwest.
I don't think they'll have Tinkerbell on the list of names to choose from.
I know Tinkerbell's not a Greek god or goddess.
Well, and how many Greek gods or goddess are there really? I mean, are they just going to keep repeating them?
There's a lot.
Really?
Oh, there's plenty.
Okay.
I don't know them all. I fell asleep in those classes in high
school. I just can't imagine there'd be enough of them to continue to repeat over and over. I think they'll start picking normal names.
Well,
like Sandy. How like Hurricane Sandy or whatever was Sandy. Like I think they'll start going with normal names.
I really don't care if they do it. It's stupid.
I don't know what the point of it is.
It's just a run-of-the-mill nor'easter snowstorm. It's not like... I mean, hurricanes deserve names. They're big. They're bad. They're nasty. You know, they're an event. A nor'easter snowstorm? Not a big deal.
A snowstorm, no. A blizzard, no. Yes.
Blizzard, I can understand if it's a full-fledged blizzard, but the thing is, they never know if it's going to be a full-fledged blizzard. They can tell if a tropical storm has got a chance to turn into a hurricane.
Right.
You know, and even a tropical storm is nothing to sneeze
at. But then they call it tropical storm something. Right?
Same thing, same name. Right. Yeah. It was Tropical Storm Sandy, and then it was Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, look out for Brutus coming this Sunday.
I think that's why, though, maybe that they're using the names to begin with. Like, the snowstorm right now is Athena, in case it turns into a blizzard. So they already have the name set.
But it won't.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Nor'easters don't turn into blizzards, usually. They're nasty storms.
I know, that chick on the Weather Channel does
but
not look
I don't
happy.
Think they get, I don't think they get full-on blizzards very often in the Northeast. I mean, we don't get full-blown blizzards all that often
it's
here.
It's been a while.
And we live in blizzard country.
It's been a while, yeah.
You know, it's been a couple of years. Like that snowstorm on Christmas a couple of years, 3 years ago.
Oh, gosh, that sucked.
I don't think that was even actually a blizzard, technically. It was a ton of snow. We got, 20 inches of snow?
Yeah, that was awful.
In one day?
God, it ruined everybody's Christmas plans.
I know. Yeah, but you know what? That was the most memorable Christmas I've had.
Really?
Since I was a little kid.
I didn't really like it a whole lot.
It wasn't pleasant, but still, it's the most memorable Christmas. Because we went out every 5 hours to go shovel snow.
Yeah. It was my first Christmas, right after, the getting separated and divorced. So it wasn't very happy for me.
It was our first Christmas with Jackie, so.
Oh, so it was definitely happy
was a baby
for you.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. It was 4 years ago then.
That's crazy, huh?
No, maybe. No, I bet it would have been her second Christmas. I think
it's
it was
always
her second
fun
Christmas.
Though when you got the little baby.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there's a snowstorm called Athena. The election's over, and this is an amusing story. Don't worry. I'm not going to get all political.
I was going to say, really? No, I don't want to talk about it.
But there's still some fun fallout.
Okay.
Because it's got to be devastating, you know, to be like Matt Varelek. You run this hard-fought election, and then you lose. It can't be.
I do feel bad for him, because I do like him. Just because he likes corn dogs
and
beer.
But imagine if he had lost to someone who is dead.
What? Excuse me?
In both Florida and Alabama, dead guys won elections on Tuesday. In Orlando, Florida, Earl K. Woods was reelected as Orange County tax collector, even though he died a few weeks ago from natural causes at the age of 96.
But he was still on the ballot.
He took 56% of the vote over the Republican candidate. On top of being dead, he was widely criticized for collecting a $150,000 salary and a $90,000 pension without regularly going to work, and he still won. And he was 96.
What? He was 96?
Yeah. Getting $90,000 a year pension and a salary of $150,000 a year.
Dude, I wish I was in his will.
I know. In Alabama, 77-year-old Charles Beasley was elected to his seat on the Bibb County Commission, but he died back on October 12th from an aneurysm. His opponent, Walter Sansing, is blaming the loss on not being able to run a negative campaign against a dead guy.
Well, I agree with them there. I mean,
well, you don't. The thing is, you don't even have to be dead. All you have to be negative. All you have to do is tell the truth.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. Don't vote for him. Vote
for
me.
You can't vote for somebody that's dead.
I'm alive and can actually serve on the commission. He's dead. He cannot.
You could run a negative campaign. You know, you could say he was such a bad commissioner that he's now in hell.
Yeah. You know what gave him that aneurysm? He was with a prostitute.
I just can't believe that. Well, and it's hard to get the word out, I suppose, that those people had died and some people just don't pay attention when they're voting.
I don't know. I don't think it would have been that hard to get the word out about one of the candidates being dead.
I'm pretty sure they should have posted a sign when you walked into the voting area, a little wipey board or something saying, these people... These people are dead.
But
don't
you
vote
can't,
for
them. They're on the ballot. They can't tell them to not vote for somebody
well,
on the ballot.
You could say these people are dead. The following candidates are no longer living. On your ballot are not in existence anymore. I mean, they could have done a wipey board.
The following candidates are alive only in an alternate plane of existence.
Yes. They're here in spirit, but not in body.
They're dead.
They could have done that.
They
just saying.
Could have. I don't know how nice that would have been, but...
Well, it would have... I mean, they didn't have to say the rest of the stuff, but they could easily say something regarding... Or maybe hang up the obituary.
Now, put yourself in the shoes of the guy who lost to the dead guy.
I feel really bad for him. But doesn't he win
how
now?
How low is their self-esteem? No.
So now what?
They don't necessarily get the seat. I'm not sure what the procedure is for replacing a dead winner in an election, but...
Weird. I hope they have some sort of procedure.
It's not like second place gets the spot, you know?
Huh.
Like at the Olympics, if the gold medalist got caught with steroids, he loses and the guy who got silver gets gold.
Right.
I don't know how they do that, but it would sure be a bummer to be that guy.
Really would be a bummer.
Who did you lose to? Dead guy. He's dead.
And that would
he
suck.
Beat me. How does a dead guy beat me?
That would suck a lot.
I'm pretty sure I could beat him in arm wrestling. We got news coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 620. We're going to top out at 56. Nice and sunny. It is 39 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Enough about politics, presidents, the future of America, blah, blah, blah. Let's get back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 8th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Jack Osborne is 27 today. That's Ozzy's kid, recently diagnosed with MS, sadly. But he also saved a woman's life during his wedding weekend in Hawaii last month.
Pretty cool.
Bucky Covington is 35 today. He was a country singer from the fifth season of American Idol.
long hair and a mustache.
And a soul patch.
And a mustache.
And a soul patch.
I must ask you a question.
Oh, God. Tara Reid is 37 today. Just say no to plastic surgery, kids.
No, that's Kenny Rogers.
Well, no, she got some bad
Brett
breast
Michaels.
Implants.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Gretchen Mol is 40 from Boardwalk Empire. Parker Posey, remember her?
I think so.
She's been in stuff you've seen. Dazed and Confused. She was a real snotty girl. A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, and Scream 3.
Tech Nine
is 41 today. He plays Sioux Falls about every other year or so. He's from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper. Courtney Thorne Smith is 45. That's Jim Belushi's hot wife on According to Jim. Now she's Lindsay on Two and a Half Men. And before that, she was on Summer School with Mark Harmon.
Cool.
That is a classic movie, by the way, if you've never seen it.
I love that movie.
Leif Garrett is 51. Gordon Ramsay is 46. I skipped over him. He's from Hell's Kitchen. Mary Hart.
South Dakota native.
Is 62 today.
We have her bobblehead.
You know, her friends threw her a surprise party, but no one could tell if it worked since that's how she always looks.
Like this? Is it like this?
I saw her at the Augie Viking Day Parade.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
In 1887... Wyatt Earp's friend, Doc Holliday. Whoops, that's the wrong one.
I'm your huckleberry.
Died of tuberculosis at the sanitarium in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. He was only 36.
I wasn't laughing that he died. I was laughing you played the wrong thing. Just so everybody knows that.
I'll use that one coming up.
Okay.
In fact, I'll use it now. 1950, the first jet dogfight took place over Korea. When an American pilot shut down a Soviet MiG-15. Yeah! It's cheesy 80s music day, man.
I like it.
Yeah. This day in 1960, John F. Kennedy defeated Tricky Dick Nixon to become America's first Catholic president. And on this day in 2000, Vice President Al Gore telephoned Texas Governor George W. Bush to concede victory in the presidential race. He called back an hour later to retract it after he figured out that Florida got confused by their ballots. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 1965, and I believe still going, a classic piece of television was first unleashed upon the Housewives of America. I can say that because that's what they were called in 1965. Now they're stay-at-home moms, of course.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
And my mom was a working mom. She came home for lunch every day to watch it.
I liked Young and the Restless better.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I actually followed Dazed for a few years.
My mom always watched The Young and the Restless, so that's what I
did
watched.
Did you know Victor
I never
on there?
Days.
Victor from Days of Our Lives is Jennifer Aniston's dad.
Cool.
Yeah. John Aniston, I think, is his name. Anyway. Yeah. Days of Our Lives. Debuted on this day in 1965. And that is why today, November 8th, is...
I'm your huckleberry.
What's coming up in the dirt?
Soulja Boy accidentally posted something. I'll tell you what that is coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:39. We're going to top out at 56 today. It is 40 right now. Rihanna has got herself a new song that's leaked out called Nobody's Business featuring
With Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, here's a clip.
Your love is perfection. Please point me in the right direction. I'ma give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. A life with you, I wonder, can we become love persona? You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, boy. Let me love you and show you
okay.
It's not bad.
Yep, that's a song with Rihanna and Chris Brown. Doesn't really sound like single to me.
Yeah, it's
but,
okay.
All right.
The beginning kind of reminded me a little like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah,
it kind of sounded that way to me as well. So, yeah. And then more people will tell her she's a dumb girl. for going back to the guy who she's who is still going to court for.
Yeah.
What I mean, he was just in the court a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
For an update or whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
it's not smart.
Not the smartest thing ever. This product should become a bestseller in the U.S. because it's an opportunity for us to be lazier and eat candy and have a good reason. So, come on, this is brilliant.
No.
There's a Bulgarian candy called Deo Perfume.
What?
Instead of taking 30 seconds to put on deodorant, you just eat one of these candies and it emits a scent from your skin that covers up your natural body odor for up to 6 hours. The candy works the same way as garlic. You know, if you eat a bunch of garlic, you'll kind of stink.
Yeah.
Same way. It contains some natural compounds that your body can break down so that you excrete them through your skin. With garlic, the smell is bad. With Deo candy, the smell is a mix of roses, lavender, and vanilla.
Huh. Well, vanilla smells really good.
The candies, by the way, are sugar-free. They taste like tangerine and come in bags that, for some reason, make them look like feminine hygiene products. It's kind of funny.
Weird.
Anyway, I guess they could be. Anyway, you can get them on Amazon for $8 a bag.
Interesting.
Yep. Deo candy. Now, if only...
I would try one.
I would try it, yeah. If only we could get a product where I wouldn't have to take a shower. That would do something like that.
No.
That would be great. No, I'm not saying I don't want to take... Well, I am saying I don't want to take showers. I hate taking showers. I just hate it.
Take a bath then.
It's not that. It's the time. I don't want to. It's boring.
Oh, it's boring.
It's the fact that I would rather do just about anything other than take a shower or sleep. Even though I need both.
Okay.
I hate having to do them.
Right.
So if I didn't have to sleep and there was a candy I could eat that would give me a shower, that'd be great. So.
Okay.
If Bulgaria can work on that for me, that'd be awesome. What? What, you enjoy having to take a shower every day?
I like taking a bath.
Okay. I'm not a chick.
I love it.
It gets in the way.
No, it's relaxing.
No, it slows me down in the morning.
Or well, I take the it evening. At night. I like it.
I don't.
Okay.
I wish I didn't have to take a shower. That's all. I know that sounds crazy, but I just wish I didn't have to.
It does sound crazy.
And I wish I didn't have to sleep. I don't like having to sleep.
Well,
I never want to wake up, but I never want to go to bed.
Yeah, well, that's my problem. I don't want to go to bed, but I like sleeping.
And I really wish a day, instead of being 24 hours long, I wish it was like 30 hours long.
30 would be awesome.
30 would be good.
Because
then I would actually be tired every day when it was bedtime.
Yeah. Right?
But
that's the problem.
Unfortunately, our planet's not going to get any bigger, so we can't really get a longer day.
Bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Carrying on.
Carry on.
Three siblings are battling over a $190,000 inheritance. They're not going to get it, and the reason for it is even dumber than you think. I will tell you what it is coming up next. Hang on. Hey. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 6:52, up to 56 today. We've got the, I have a feeling we're going to get a winner in the Quality Lenders Match for Cash today.
I think so.
I think we're getting to the point where it's what the... Well, this is the fifth day.
Yeah.
So
fourth or fifth day, it seems.
Yeah. Well, that's when you get enough chances. You only get to hear it twice a day.
Yeah.
And if you're writing down the ones you hear, then you can listen for the ones you don't know yet.
Exactly.
So let me do this math. Five, two.
Oh, boy.
Carry the
dun,
two.
Dun, 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 dun,
$225.
We figured that out yesterday.
Yeah, but I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I just wanted to do a multiplication by hand. It had been a while since I'd done it.
Okay.
Have you found that you've, like, forgotten how to do certain mathematical things the older you get? I tried to divide something the other day by hand, and I got stuck. I was just like, you idiot. How could you forget how to do this? Simple, long division.
No, well, kind of, but most of the time, if I need to figure something out by hand, it's mostly just adding and subtracting something. Like, it's figuring
most
out
of
my
the time,
checking
yes.
account or something.
Most
you
of
know?
The time, yeah, it's just addition and subtraction.
Yeah.
That's a little harder to remember, but I had not done long division in I don't know how long.
And dividing out something big, yeah, you're like,
yeah.
It takes a little longer when you're not in the practice anymore of doing it.
It definitely does. It gets tougher. Anyway, so there is a there's three adult siblings in Bradville, England. They're fighting over their late mother's will. When mom died in 2009, she left about $190,000 to her two daughters, but she cut the son completely out of the will 2 years earlier.
Oh.
The son, his name's Peter Burgess, and one of his sisters, Libby Burgess, say that their mother lacked the mental capacity to make those changes. And they say their other sister, Julia Haas, pressured their mother to cut Peter out. So Peter and Libby sued Julia. Julia had something to lose, too, because, well, no, actually, she would be losing out. Maybe she's just standing up for her brother. Anyway, in the process of going to court and battling over this, they have blown more than the inheritance in legal fees.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This week, the appeals judge in the case said, quote, there's going to be nothing left in the estate. The courts are still deciding on what's going to happen to the inheritance.
So stupid.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Wow.
I'm so glad we went to court to fight over, I mean, $190,000, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But at the same time,
now it's all gone.
Yeah.
No, nobody gets anything.
How long are you really going to drag it out?
Wow. Wow.
And now nobody gets anything.
Wow.
I know.
I think it was that son, the son's intention. I think he was mad.
Well, if I'm not going to get any, you're not either.
Right. I think that's what was going on there.
Well, and, you know, when you look at it that way, maybe it's not so stupid.
Yeah.
It's a nice little bit of revenge.
I think that's what it was.
On the wicked older sister.
Yeah.
Or younger sister. I don't know what
one of those sisters.
She's one of the sisters anyway. But yeah, so now nobody's getting anything. That's good times. I wonder if I'll get anything.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You want to call your mom and dad and ask them?
Well, my dad did. He did joke one time. So because we're going deer hunting next weekend,
yeah.
Not this coming weekend. It opens on the 17th. And I bought a new gun recently, but it was not a deer rifle. He's like, so, what, are you just waiting for me to die so you can have my deer rifles? Is that what it is? I said, no. You have like six of them. Why would I buy one when I can borrow one of your six?
Right, you know? Yeah.
It's not that I'm waiting for you to die so I can have one of your rifles. I'd rather have you around than your rifle. But why would I buy one that you have six of?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That I can borrow anytime.
Yeah. It's not like he's going to say no.
Yeah. I think he will say no to me borrowing his chronograph, though.
Oh, you think so?
In the future.
Yeah, since you like to shoot them.
Put a nice 9mm sized hole in it.
It's a great shot, Andy.
Oh, God, I wish I would have had video of that.
I wish you would have, too.
That was the maddest I've ever been in my life. Possibly.
What?
I was mad at myself.
I've seen you pretty mad.
But I get more mad at me than anyone.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I've seen you pretty mad.
Yeah, no, it was pretty close. I kicked over the table and bullets went flying everywhere. It was a hell of a mess to clean up.
Hot 1047.com.